some 2,000 years ago, God sent his sacrifice. He took our sins upon himself, hung there in our shame. He was spotless and so pure, oh, the Lamb of God for sure. For he took me as I was, oh, praise his name. What a friend he is to me, I can hardly believe that the God of heaven brought me out of shame. Why he loves me, oh, so strong, causes me to have a song. Oh, for he took me as I was, oh, praise his name.
Welcome all to the program tonight, especially our surrounding city and states, our countries near and far, as well as those who call 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press the number one, join the conversation. We'll be glad to hear from you, your prayer requests, prayer praises, any of those good things. And at the end of the show, your questions and comments on Brother Quick's message, as we have Dr. Doug Quick once again in the house again tonight. So, first off, Sister Ruth, who do we got with us tonight?
We have God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, band of angels. We have you, Brother Quick, and me.
All right.
And possibly Nikhail.
All right. All right. Well,
or Queen Nye, rather, she calls herself.
All right.
I think it's a cool idea.
Well, if she is there and she wants to give any prayer requests, she knows what to do. All
right.
But we'll let you start, Ruthie. What do you got for us?
I got a little pain from walking today. I was out doing some business concerning our bills, and it was about the heap and the other problem. And I just had a lot of pain while walking home, and I had to keep stopping and sitting different places, and finally got back here. So I'm thanking the Lord that I was able to be on the program. So the Lord will take care of me, and I know he will, so I don't have to worry. Now we could pray for Emily. I don't think she's feeling too well tonight. She's tired. I think she said she was going to fall asleep. So she could always listen back to Reverend Quick's sermons anyway, because all you have to do is go into the, you know how to do it, honey, where you can check it. So.
Yep, for sure. She gets it all the time on her phone using Apple Podcasts. Just like anybody can do, if you wish to get a copy, just go on Apple Podcasts, enter Six Eyes Radio, and you'll get all of the great programming right here. And we'll tell you all about that later. All right. Any other prayer requests, Ruth?
But I do have a praise report that we were able to get that business done that I needed to get done, even though I wasn't hurting. I just thank the Lord because we now have that discount we usually get and that, certain kind of credit we get on that gas bill. So I do thank the Lord for his help on that. So that's about all I got to say. I'm complete.
Okay. Well, first off, I got my own praise report. I believe I told Brother Quick about this earlier this week. Gonna say it again right here. We have been praying about the Ranger bill, as I mentioned, getting the episodes, and we run across the guy who runs the fan club. He has all of the episodes. He said a few of them may need a little work, but hey, with the kind of studio I've got here, I think I can even help the poor guy get the episodes up to a little better quality, and he said he was willing to send them to us. So we will have all of the Ranger Bill episodes fairly soon here, so we want to thank the Lord for that answered prayer.
Thank you,
Jesus. And so I've been busy with working on what he has on his, what they call the fan club website. I've been looking at his descriptions and kind of updating them from what I've listened to the episodes and updating the what he has, and I want to send it to him when I'm done because he had a couple of typos and that kind of thing. I think I could improve that for him as well. And then, as we always have, prayer for Tim over there in Israel. Last I heard, he was doing well. Maggie's doing well as well. And so we want to continue to pray for them, pray for the situation in Israel, pray for all of our country's leaders. They'd follow after God, not after man. Be praying for our military, our nation as a whole over here in the United States. Be praying for all of our first responders, our sick and shut-in, our medical workers, and the lost in general, especially that soul who is lost nearest hell tonight, that they'd reel up the white flag, surrender, saying, I yield, I yield. The Six Eyes Radio Network and all its team, and, of course, for Dr. Doug Quick tonight, for clarity of thought, clarity of mind, clarity of speech, and those listeners listening tonight and even later over the internet, what have you, as they listen to the message, that it would be a blessing to them. And with that, I'm complete and going to turn it over to Brother Quick for his opening prayer and his message.
Well, hold on now, Brother Ken. You're getting a little bit fast. You left Miss Quick out on this.
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot that.
You just forgot.
Oh, my soul.
That prayer praise of mine just got me so excited. I just, my mind is slippery as an eel today.
Yeah.
We definitely got to hear from that beautiful lady.
I don't know if he's going to hand me the phone. I think he is. He's writing something down.
Let's try to let go.
You just hold on to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you recall, last week I had you praying for Thelma Lou's granddaughter in the hospital and having quite a time. And her name is Zipporah. Well, this week I called her up today, and she was so excited. She said, if everything goes well, she'll be sent home next week, and she'll still have to have oxygen. I think they're kind of trying to wean her off the oxygen right now. So, but all in all, she's doing very well. And they sure do appreciate all your prayers. These folks are in Mississippi. And then I called another friend in Texas, and I think I mentioned her last week as well, Minnie's granddaughter. Well, I was so surprised. She told me that she's gone home from the hospital and doing fairly well. She still has a few issues that we need to pray about. And then we've run across a couple that's got a grandson, Drew, and I'm not going to tell you anything about him right now, but I'm going to leave it unspoken, but they would sure appreciate our prayers as well. And then, of course, we still have our four unspoken. Oh, and then I'm complete.
Okay. She won't hold that against you, Ken, for just kind of skipping over her like that, especially the different weeks that you have made her get over here to this microphone and talk, and she didn't want to. And so tonight she told me, she said, I got a couple of praise reports, and I can't wait to get on there and tell people. And then you run right off and leave her like that. Oh, my goodness. Well, anyhow.
Well, pray for some crazy glue for my brain, and then I'll be able to get things stuck the right way.
Amen, brother. Well, maybe that's true. I don't know. Well, let's pray, and I'll get started into the message. Our Father, thank you for these moments that you've given for us to be here on Six Eyes Radio Network. We're just thrilled to be able to do that again. I'm asking that you'd be with each of these requests, that you'd be with Miss Ruth, all the walking that she had to do, and the pain that she's received from all that walking, and I think I understand a little bit about that myself. And then Brother Ken gave the praise report on the Ranger Bill episodes, and we're just so glad that he has found somebody, and you have connected him to somebody that has everything that that they're looking for on that, and we're glad for that. And then Miss Emily is not feeling well. Miss Ruth said, we're asking you just be with her in a special way this night, that you just touch her and just raise her up. And then, Lord, for these two prayer reports that Miss Quick gave, we don't know how many people were praying for these, but prayer works. There is no question about that, and we know that for a fact. And we're just so glad that there was some prayer warriors around that did take this to you and brought this to you, and we're just so glad that you answered in such a way as what you've done. We're asking that you'd be with each of these that are home from the hospital now or coming home from the hospital, that you just keep your hand upon them and just continue to bring that healing to their bodies and help them both to be able to come to a good life very soon. And I'm asking that you'd be with our four special unspoken requests, and asking that you'd minister there. And just, Lord, I'm so glad that you know these unspoken requests. And then we're adding a young man by the name of Drew that'll make five unspoken requests that we have. And you know each one, and you know the situation with each of these requests, and we're glad that you do. We're glad that you don't have anything that you don't understand about anybody. And we're just so glad for that. And we're just thank you now that you just be with us this night. Thank you for that filling of your spirit that you've given to me. And Lord, I would plead with you that you would speak through me, that it would not be me that people hear, but that they would hear you speaking through me. I want to be nothing more than just your mouthpiece. That's what I've wanted for the last 50 years, and you have answered me wonderfully, and I'm glad for that. And I'm just pleading with you, you just give me clarity of thought, and that you just touch my mind and help me in any area that I'm needing this night. And I'll sure thank you and praise you. Now be with us and work your sweet will in each heart and each life. You know that America is in such drabs. We're in a nation that no longer is just walking away from you. They are running full speed away from you. And Lord, we know that you're still waiting for us. You're watching for us to come back. You're waiting for us. And we would plead with you that even this night, that your blessed spirit would do a work in some heart and just really begin a work of revival in that heart. Now just watch over us and be with us in a very special way. And we'll sure thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you've got a Bible right handy, turn to the book of the Psalms, chapter number 3. The Psalms, chapter number 3. It's just a short chapter, just 8 verses long. And I'm going to read the whole chapter before I begin this night. Verse number 1 says this, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God, Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all of mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people, Selah. We'll end right there, our reading at the end of verse number 8. Now, David is in some trouble right here, because at this very time, his son Absalom is taking over the rule and reign of where David has been the king, and Absalom is just doing it out of despite and out of rebellion, and King David is on the run for his life to stay away from him. David knows a good bit about running for his life, because it wasn't all that long before this, King Saul was running after David and trying to kill him at every instant that he had against him. And so David knows a good bit about this running for his life. He's had a good bit of practice. But you see, whenever we trust Christ to save our souls, in just a short time, we find ourselves wondering if we really did the right thing. Hello. I can speak personal experience. I know what I'm talking about. I did this. But you see, Psalm chapter 3 has some vivid and clear answers for all of us who maybe are doubting that we did the right thing when we trusted Christ to save our soul. David said in verse number 1, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Isn't that amazing? This is King David, who was the greatest king that Israel had had to this point. And King David knew how to take care of business. But Absalom had run off. Now he's come back, and he's rebelling against his daddy. He's rebelling against God, and he's doing his best to undo everything that his daddy has done. We here in America are quite familiar with that sort of thing. We've been through it right here in this nation, and I'm telling you that's the truth for sure. But you see, whenever we trust Christ to save our soul, we know that God has come to rest in our soul. We know that we've done the right thing. But in just a short time, we begin to wonder because there's different things that take place. Like what I read in verse number 1. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. This is King David. And all of a sudden, he's got a lot of enemies. And they're coming at him from all sorts of different places. The number of those against me is increased, he said. The attack against me and against my God are increased, he says in verse number 2. Isn't that amazing? All of those that were for David, they were his friends at one time. Now they have become his enemies. Now they're increased that trouble him. Now they're rising up against him. Now there's a bunch that says there is no help for him in God. And then David stops right there and he said, Selah. 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 What does Selah mean? I believe in this situation, Selah means David is going to stop and he's going to do some praying. That's what he's going to do. He's going to stop and he's going to do some praying. Oh, listen to this now. Is it really worth my walking with the Lord? Isn't that amazing? Every one of us that have trusted Christ to save our soul has come to that place, and it didn't take long after we trusted Christ to save our soul. Amen. Is it really worth my walking with the Lord? Is it really worth all the ridicule that I'm facing? Can I continue taking attacks concerning God helping me? Well, my answer bounced back with a yes, yes, yes. I did right when I trusted Christ to save my soul. Yes, I can come through with this. Yes, because the Spirit of God is going to help me. Yes. Well, that's been 60-some-odd years now, and God is still helping me. Amen. But you see, the answer to David's praying in verses 1 and 2 quickly arrives in verse 3. Verse 3 says this, But thou, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. Wow. It sounds to me like David has already begun to conquer those fears that he had in verse number 1. Doesn't it sound like that to you? It sounds like it to me. It sounds like David is bouncing back already. He said, but though He says, thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. You are my protection, is what he's saying. You are my glory. He's saying, you are my hope. Lord, you are my hope. And then he says, you are the lifter up of mine head. Now he's saying, you are my sure instructor. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm glad that God laid it on David to write this scripture for us. I mean that. David stops to pray once again. Look at the end of verse number 4. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. Whoa. Selah. God, my God, that protects me every moment. That's what David said in verse number 3. It is God, my God, that heard my every prayer and answered me. Verse number 4. That's what he said. Amen and amen. It's really worth the battles that I face, that I fight, and that I win when I live my life for the Lord Jesus Christ. It's been that way for the past 50 years. God called me to preach October the 22nd, 1973. I have been preaching ever since. And I know all about those battles that come my way. I know all about that. I know what it's like that I can cry out and I can say, it is God, my God, that heard my every prayer and answers me, because God has answered many prayers for me. I remember when my children were small, I had been in and out of the hospital. And when I was in the hospital, they had me souped up really good. I didn't know who came to see me. And I didn't know my pastor came and seen me. He came and seen me every day, and I didn't know that. But when I came home, my oldest son came to me, and he said, Daddy, I'm hungry. I said, well, let's just go out and tell your mama to get a meal going. So we went out to the kitchen and found his mama, my wife, and I said to her, I said, Mama, Junior just told me that he's hungry and he needs something to eat. Why don't we get something to go to going in here to eat? And she looked back at me and she said, honey, you don't understand. There is no food left in this house. You've been going to the hospital. I have not been able to go to the stores at all because I've been coming and seeing you all the time. And we are slap out of food. And I looked at my wife and I looked at my son and my other children. And I said, we're going to gather around this table right now. And we're going to thank God for the food we don't have. And we started doing that. And as we did that, I heard a like that. Well, I was praying. I didn't pay any attention to it. When I got done praying, my wife says, didn't you hear some kind of a thump over here on the door? I said, I thought it was on the door, yeah. We had an 8-foot by 16-foot porch there outside that trailer at that time. And I could not get the door open. I pushed the door open. It was just really hard to get that door open. And when I finally was able to look out, there was bags of groceries all across that 8-foot by 16-foot porch. I mean, all over the place, there was groceries.
Amen.
We went back in there. Yeah, we're going to gather. And we're going to thank God for the food he just gave us.
Amen.
And not one single person ever walked up to me and said, how'd you like that food that we brought to you? Not one person said that. Not one person. That was God that knew we had a need and touched some heart somewhere, and they brought all those groceries. It took a good little while to get those things put in the refrigerator and get in the freezer. I mean, there was groceries all over the place. But none of it went to waste. Amen. Because we knew that God had answered our plea. Amen and amen. I don't think I'll ever forget that. But you see, David says, Selah, it is God, my God, that protects me every moment, he said in verse number 3. It is God, my God, that heard my every prayer and answers me. That's what he said in verse number 4. Let me read verse 4 again. I cried out to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. Hallelujah. There have been many a Selahs that's come unto the Lord from this preacher all these years that I've been preaching. Yes, 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 I'm telling you, there certainly has. I preached a meeting, got all done preaching the meeting. Nobody had given me a penny. Preacher came, shook my hand, and he says, well, Brother Quick, just sure glad you were able to come be with us and preach that meeting for us. I said, well, thank you, brother. And he says, well, he says, looks like you have about packed out. And he says, I guess we'll see you later on. And I got out to the bus, and I looked at my wife, and I said, did anybody give you a love offering? She said, no, I was just going to ask you the same thing. I said, no. And we had several miles to go to get to the next meeting, and I had already started the bus. And all of a sudden, somebody went to banging on the bus door. And so I got out of the driver's seat and opened up the door. And one of the preachers that had been to that meeting that week, he said, Brother Quick, I'm sure glad I was able to catch you, because I wanted to be able to tell you how that God had used you in my heart and in my life. And I really wanted to be able to catch you before you left. I said, well, you caught us before we left. And he went to shake hands with me. I knew there was a bill in his hand. And he left. And I sat down in the driver's seat, and my wife said, did he give you something, honey? And I looked in my hand, and there was a $50 bill. Just the right amount of money to get us into the next meeting. Just the right amount. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God knows how to take care of everything he needs. I'm telling you, he knows how to take care of our needs. If we'll listen to him and if we'll do what he says, he'll take care of our needs, every need that we've got. But you see, it's really worth the battles that I face. It's really worth the battles that I fight. It's really worth the battles that I win, because my God hears my every prayer, and my God answers my every prayer that I pray unto him. Amen and amen. But you see,
amen.
Listen to David speak the truth on living through daily battles. Listen to verse 5. I laid me down and slept. I awake. For the Lord sustained me. Oh, hallelujah. I can remember different times in the ministry when I was facing some heavy things. These were things the devil was throwing at me, and I knew that. And I didn't sleep really good. But I remember the night that I did sleep. And I woke up the next morning, refreshed and sustained, and I knew that the Lord had been there to help me through the night. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Verse number 5 again. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. Oh. Verse number 6. Let me back up to verse number 5. Verse number 5, David is saying, my sleep is sweet. The trials of verse number 1 are gone. Amen. Amen. God knows how to remove trials like that. He always has for me. He always has for my wife.
Amen.
He has. and he hasn't run out of it ways that he can do it for you. Amen. He can do it for you too. But you see, David said in verse number 5, he said, I'm glad that my sleep was sweet because I am done with the trials of verse number 1. And I waked and knew the Lord sustained me. Verse 2, trials are gone. Verse number 5. Verse 2 says, all the backbiters are gone. They're gone. Hallelujah. The Lord knows how to answer our plea and our prayer. He surely does. I will not live in the fear of verse number 3 again. Let me read verse number 6. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Woo! Let me read it again and listen. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people. Thousands of people. That's multiple. 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Oh, ain't that amazing? Now David says, the fear of number 3, it's all gone. God has heard my plea, and he's answered my prayer. He is my shield. He is my protector. He is my encouragement. In the midst of my enemies, I will have no fear, because I know my God sustains me. Verse number 6, one more time. Listen to it. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Has it ever occurred to you, child of God? You got a lot of enemies around you. Oh, don't tell me you got a bunch of friends around. No. You got a lot of enemies around you. You don't even know that they're there.
Sure.
But you're going to know one day because they're going to stand against you. Amen. That's why
for sure.
It is that you need to listen to this message, and you need to get a hold of it, and you need to learn it, and you need to do something about it before they start showing their face to you. Amen. Because when they start showing their face to you, it's too late to try and find some strength then. That's why you need to get your strength built up now. Get it built up now. Amen. Get it built up now before those backbiters start showing their face to you. Amen. In the midst of my enemies, I will have no fear because I know my God sustains me. Verse number 6 is telling about all of the devil's bunch. Woo! All of the devil's bunch. The devil seems like he never runs out of a bunch to come around and scare us. You know that? I mean, it just seems like he never runs short of anybody to come around and try to throw a monkey wrench in the works. I know that for a fact. I've been there. I've had to put up with a whole lot of that. But I've watched and seen what the Lord has done also. Amen. Arise, O Lord, and save me, O my God, David said in verse number 7. He has won my every battle. That's what verse number 7 says. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken their teeth. Out of the ungodly, he says, arise, O Lord, O my God, arise. You have won every battle that's standing in front of me, and God has yet to this day. God has yet to this day. Amen. God has yet to this day. Every saved individual is in line for victory. Listen to me now. After we come to know our God and his power, every saved individual is in line for victory. Victory. You know what victory is? Victory is winning over the devil. Amen. That's what victory is. But you see, from the instant of our salvation, the Holy Ghost indwells every believer, and every believer has been given power to abstain from all sinning ways. Let me say that again. Of our salvation, the Holy Ghost indwells every believer, and every believer has been given power to abstain from all sinning ways. Every believer understands this truth through the indwelling, convicting presence of the Spirit of God. Oh, yes. That's why we believers forsake sin. We believers refuse to run around with sinners. We'll go on and witness to them, but we're not going to run with them anymore. No, amen. We're not going to do that. God has put a difference in us, and they know it. They don't want us to run around with them any longer anyways. Amen. Amen. Being filled with the Holy Ghost brings about two unexplainable things. The first one is unexplainable joy. Have you ever heard this? Being filled with the Spirit of God brings unexplainable joy. Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 4, listen to this. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. Oh. Rejoice in the Lord always. Not sometimes, not once in a while, always. And again I say, rejoice. Well, then 1 Peter chapter 1, listen to these words, beginning at verse number 6. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, listen to the rest of this verse, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Woo! Scripture was written to every child of God. Every person that's ever trusted Christ to save their soul, it's written for you. It's written for you. You can have that unexplainable joy. Well, that's not all. There's one other thing. There's one other thing we can have. The second is unexplainable peace. Woo! Philippians chapter 4, listen to these words, beginning at verse number 5. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto the Lord. Listen to this verse. Verse number 7, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Whew. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, my wife and I, about every day, and every day that we're out walking, I don't plan this. I smile. I smile all the time. And you know that smile has got to where it's contagious. We've run into several of the workers at the local Walmart store here. And when they are walking up to us, their mind is somewhere else. I mean, there's no smile on their face. Some of them look like they're madder and all get out. And they see me. And all of a sudden, boom, that fast, their face lightens up and they get a big smile on their face. colored gal that works in this Walmart, and she calls my wife and me twins. You know why she calls us twins? Not because we dress alike so much. It's because both of us smile all the time. I've had different ones to stop me and say, why do you smile all the time? And I said, I can't explain why I smile all the time. Are you happy all the time? Well, I think I'm happy most of the time. But you're smiling all the time. I said, well, that's something that the Lord has done for me. I can't explain why. It's unexplainable. It's unexplainable. And for me to have unexplainable joy in the midst of different things that I have had to live through and still be joyful, that comes from the indwelling Spirit of God. He's been indwelling me since I first trusted the Lord Jesus to save my soul, July the 20th, 1956. I know that was a long, long time ago. Y'all think I'm an old man. I'm not an old man.
No.
I've just been with the Lord a long time. Amen.
Amen.
My wife was just about the same way. Amen.
Amen.
She's over here, amen, and when I'm saying this, she's over here, amen, and you probably can't hear because she's saying it kind of quiet, but she's saying,
no,
amen.
No, I hear it. Go on.
Yeah, okay. But you see, I have never forgot, no matter where I was at, no matter what I was doing, I have never forgot that God loves me. There have been times when I thought I knew how to live my life better. Amen. This was some years before God called me to preach. I just thought I knew how to live my life better. No. I was messing up, and I knew it. I knew it when I was doing it. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. Just like you that are listening to me, you know it. You know it whenever you're thinking you can do things better than what God can do. Amen. 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 I'm going to amen you right there.
Amen.
Yeah. I know it's true in a whole lot of lives. Amen. But you see, confidence of the saved in God. God will never, ever turn his back on you or me. He loves us. And when he's turned and saved soul, he saved our soul, he's made us a child of his, a child of the living God, and he keeps his eye on us from that moment right on until we go home to be with him. Amen. That's just my God for you. That's just your God. You see, it is very easy to have confidence being the saved in the world that we live in today, being a child of God and having confidence in God. It's easy to do. It's easy to do as long as when you get up in the morning, you take time to read the Word of God. When you get up in the morning, you take time to stop and pray. When you get up in the morning, you remember that it was the Lord that brought you through the night. Amen.
Amen.
When you get up in the morning, stop and remember to thank the Lord for all of his blessings. There's been many, many blessings that I have overlooked in my life. I knew that. But since God called me to preach some 50 years ago, I have not forgotten that. And I have been very careful in being very cautious around my God and remembering to thank him for his blessings. Amen. And if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you can say that same thing. You can say that same thing because you can know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Spirit of God indwells you. And he indwells you. He's there to stay. He's not going to leave. He's there to stay. And as long as he's there to stay, he's going to make you into a very wonderful child of God. That's his business. That's what he does. That's what he just keeps right on doing. Amen. Amen and amen. My dad had some terrible things that he had to live through. But he kept right on preaching. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
He kept right on preaching. Sometimes he was preaching just to the congregation. He knew that. But he also knew that he was preaching to himself. Amen. Because he knew that
Amen.
The Lord was there. He knew the Lord was there with him. He knew the Lord was there with him. Amen and amen and amen. Let me close in prayer. Our Father, thank you for these moments together with those that will hear my voice in days to come. I would plead with you even now that your blessed spirit would already have convicting power upon their hearts and help them to understand this message was preached for each and every person that will hear it. I would plead with you even now that you'd minister unto our hearts, that you'd continue to strengthen us. And we'll sure thank you for all that you do. Thank you for each one that has heard me tonight. Thank you for each one that will hear me in days to come. And we'll thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Ken, my mailing address is 1122. That makes it 1122 Church Street. And I live here in Waycross, Georgia. Waycross is spelled capital Waycross, Georgia. Our zip is 31501. And we're right down here in the southeastern corner of the state of Georgia, right here in the good old United States of America. And we will appreciate everyone's prayers.
Amen. And if you wish to contact him, if you happen to be overseas and you wish to get a letter or a message to him a little quicker, you could contact him through my email, feelandtouchking@gmail.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter N is Nancy, T-O-U-C-H-K-I-N-G, @gmail.com. Again, feelandtouchking@gmail.com. In the subject line, just put question or comment for Brother Quick. And then just write out your message. We will then print that off, send it to Brother Quick, and then when he sends a reply, we'll turn that into a PDF and send it right to you as an attachment. All right. So, Sister Ruth, who do we have with us here at the end of the broadcast that may have questions, comments, or prayer requests that they did not get in at the at the beginning of the broadcast?
Well, we got our wonderful God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, band of angels. We have you, Sister Emily, Brother Quick, of course, and his wife, and Brother Six, and just little old me.
All right. Well, let's start with ladies first. Emily, what do you got for us? Questions, comments, prayer requests?
What of the message that I did hear, it was a very good message tonight, Brother Quick. I had got tied up and get in on the broadcast at the beginning. But I have a special one spoken for me and my son. Also be praying that I went over to a place that's a business. It's called Healthy Vibes, where you could get healthy snacks and teas and stuff like that not too far from my apartment. And I was able to witness to a couple ladies there today. I was able to hand out some of our ministry cards that the seed I planted doesn't go by the wayside.
Amen.
And with that, I am complete, Ken.
All right. Well, Six, your turn.
Well, good evening, everyone. I know it's always a great message Dr. Doug Quick preaches. I encourage you, if you missed it, to go back and listen. In its entirety, he always brings a great message. As always, praying for mankind, the world, praying for us all, keeping us healthy, keeping us strong, keeping us stress-free, and just increase for us all. Praying for the victims of the Baltimore Bridge collapse, Francis Scott Key Bridge, praying for those families who perished in that, and just having the Lord give them comfort and speak the ills of the world. And with that, I'm complete.
All right. Well, what your comments, Ruth? Your turn.
That was a wonderful message, as always, and I agree with Six. He's got a great message always. And I also want to pray for Em's mom and Emily. She hasn't been feeling good, and I know she will with your help, Lord. And just pray for everybody on the that's on the here, and also all around the world. I mean, we've got more than 150 countries. Six would know how many we have. I just come up with what I remember. And that's about it for me there. I'm complete there.
All right. And Mrs. Quick, what are your, as we would call them, takeaways, comments on Brother Quick's message?
Well, I was refreshed on some of the things that he said about how the Lord took care of us, and it just was, you know, we were so thankful. And the Lord had really blessed us over and abundantly above whatever we would ask or think. And it's just a blessing to be married to someone that loves the Lord and preaches His word. And I'm just proud to be a part of His ministry. I just thank the Lord every day for the way He takes care of me and I take care of Him. You'd have to be around us to understand exactly what that's talking about. You know, I've got a bummed up right knee, and he's got a bummed up two knees, I guess. So we're pretty slow together, but we just take it in stride, you know. When the Lord wants us to get better than what we are, well, it'll happen. So we're just waiting on Him and I thank for the direction that He's given us recently, and we're looking forward to going a little bit faster than what we're going right now. But still in all, the Lord is with us every day and gives us the strength that we need for each and every day. And He's given us great opportunity there at Walmart to speak up to the Lord, and it's just a blessing. We've got a lot of people smiling, and we don't... We don't even know their name. They don't know our name. Once in a while, they'll stop and ask us what our name is. But for the most part, they just know us from being in there. And some of them are waiting. You can just see it in a distance. They're waiting for us to come up there and smile at us. It's pretty amazing, really. But anyway, the Lord's good all the time. With that, I'm complete.
Amen. And I just want to say it was a good message, Brother Quick, and kind of reminds me, I'm surprised Ruth didn't remember this one. One time we went to Virginia Beach to visit somebody, and it turned out somehow the Greyhound people got our tickets all mixed up and discombobulated or whatever, and we got to where we were going but didn't have a way back. And so we were praying about how to get, obviously, the funds to get back, and the Lord provided, so we were able to get back. So
I remember, honey, and I was wondering how we were going to get me home because I didn't want to be staying there with Eric and Shirley, even though they were nice people. I wanted to go home with you, and I was so glad that the money was raised in that Bible study, so I praise his name for that.
Yeah, but we were trying to straighten Eric out a little bit, too, because he was back then he was still doing his thing, running around from one cult to the other, so, and we still got to pray for him because he's still doing it, so.
Yeah, I talked to Tanya sometime back. We might call her tomorrow because it's probably too late to call her now. But I don't know if they have a different time zone where she's at. I think she's down.
She's Eastern. She's still Eastern, Ruth.
Yeah, and he's got some issues right now that he's not very well. As she said, he's sick. So we might want to pray for his sickness along with his problems with other things.
Need to pray for his soul, too. But
yes.
So, all right.
Brother Ken? Have you talked to Eric? Have you talked to Eric recently?
No.
Okay. Well, we met him in the Walmart not real long ago, and he's in a church where it's King James only, and I believe he's gotten himself straightened around.
Well, praise the Lord.
Well,
yeah.
The thing is, let's pray that he sticks with it as compared to the way he used to be. That's all I'm praying about.
Right. Okay. Well, that's what he told us.
Okay. Well, with all that, I think we are just going to turn it over to Brother Quick for a closing prayer. But don't forget to remind everybody just before that of the upcoming programs tomorrow, of course, on this station. Station 1-424-243-9617, 424-243-9617, 6 p.m. Eastern, is, of course, My Daddy's Records. And then, or My Daddy's Remote, depending on which way 6 decides to take it. And then, of course, at 8:30 p.m., Station 2, 515-605-9340, 515-605-9340, at 8:30 p.m. is, of course, AJ and the Squad. So, just to let everybody know what's coming on, and you can always get all the great programming by just going to Apple Podcasts, entering two simple words, Six Eyes Radio, that's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S space radio, R-A-D-I-O, click enter, two results will pop up, of course, Six Eyes Radio for Station 1 and Six Eyes Radio Network 2 for this station, which for Station 2, and then you just click enter and subscribe to both, and you'll have all the great programming right there at your fingertips 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for your enjoyment. All right. Well, Brother Quick, it is in your hands.
Well, all right. Close in prayer. And is there any other prayer request before I pray?
I will just be asking our listeners to be keeping me in prayer. I've had some health things going on, which I'd have to explain to you off the air.
Okay. Thank you, sis. All right, well, let's close in prayer then. Our Father, thank you for these moments that you've given for us to be together again on Six Eyes Radio Network. And we're just so pleased that you've given us this opportunity. And Lord, for the message that you gave me to preach tonight, confidence of the saved in God, I would plead with you, you just take this message and just do whatever is necessary in the hearts of those that hear it, whether it be salvation, because there are some lost people that do hear this program, I'm sure, or whether it be encouragement. I'm just asking that you just minister unto each one and that you'd save the sinner that is in such need of coming to you, before he leaves out of this world and has to end up paying his own sin debt forever and forever. So, Lord, we're asking now you just be with Miss Ruth, that you just continue to touch her body and help the pain to recede from the walk that she had. And for Brother Ken, for the and for the praise report that Miss Ruth gave on the bill. And then for Brother Ken, all the praise report he gave on the Ranger Bill episodes that will be coming to them very soon. And I was asking that you just continue to be with Brother Tim over in Israel and keep him safe. And things are not going to settle down in Israel yet, from what I have read. And I would plead with you, Lord, that when these enemies of Israel come to send the torpedoes and the bombs and all this stuff upon Israel, it has been my plea that it would just go backfire right in their face. And just, they hate Israel. They hate your chosen people. And with that fact being in front of everybody and in front of you, we know that you're not going to put up with them very much longer. And I would plead with you that the bombing and the torpedoes and Iran is doing their best to come up with a fierce bomb. And I'm just pleading with you, you just let all this stuff just blow up in their face. These are people that could never sit down and listen about the gospel message at all. They hate Israel so much that they don't want to hear anything about Jesus, him being the Savior of mankind. So I would plead with you, Lord, you just minister according to your own sweet and wonderful will, and that you protect your children, because Israel, the Jew, is your chosen people. We know that, and every God-fearing person knows that. But these that are trying to remove Israel from even being a people, they don't know that. And I would plead with you, you just turn things backwards and help Israel, because they're in such dire needs now. I'm asking you'd be with Emily and her unspoken request that she brought concerning her and her son, and then Emily not feeling well. Asking you just touch her in a special way tonight. And for Brother Six, it's always good to hear him speak. And I would just ask that you just minister unto him and strengthen him and encourage him along the way. Then for Miss Quick and myself, I would plead with you, you just keep your hand upon us. You just strengthen us as we go our way and help us to always have a message for you and always have a testimony concerning the things that you have done for us. But just watch over us now, Lord, and just minister unto each one that hears my voice even this night, and we'll sure thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night, y'all.
Good night, everyone.
God bless everybody. Have a good one.
Take care. Have a good sleep.
Bye-bye. Happy Easter to
y'all. Happy Easter. You just enjoyed Dr. Doug Quick, Truth of the Matter, every Thursday on the Six Eyes Radio Network.